We've talked about the currency issue in the past when we looked at that 78-cent dollar. You'd kind of seen that as a low in the dollar building from there. I guess we've seen that play out, have we not?
Well, we have. And, you know, again, it was the relative strength of the Canadian versus the American dollar. We had a setback here in the Canadian all the way back to about 78 level. But clearly the economic pressures were more against the American economy than the Canadian. So we were somewhat suspect that drop in the value of the Canadian dollar was somewhat overdone. 78 was a key support level. It did hold. Then we started moving it above the 80 marker, and the most recent marker, which is quite significant, is 85. And we've been trading above that for a couple days now, Ray.
Yeah, I guess we hit that earlier this week, Darrell. So 85, why do you see that as an important mark here?
Well, now we're starting to get a build here of some economic data that's supporting potential further advances in the Canadian dollar. A couple of key things here is there's some economic reports came out yesterday, one being the Purchasing Managers Index, and that's, of course, an indicator of industry gaining confidence in the economy rather than being negative on economic prospects, so they start to step up their purchasing behavior. And that index crossed a key number above the 50 mark yesterday, which is quite significant for the trade. Another issue was the Toronto Stock Exchange Index gaining above 10,000 yesterday. That will attract foreigners into our economy, and there'll be demand for the Canadian dollar.
How's the price of a barrel of oil all factor into this as well, Darrell?
Another key indicator, of course, Canada is a major exporter of oil, and they're strengthening in the oil market or the energy market. It's perceived that the downdraft in oil prices has ended. That'll only add to the purchasing enthusiasm for the Canadian dollar.
Of course, so we always compare this to the U.S. greenback, Darrell. So you mentioned earlier it is weakening. What is weakening that U.S. dollar?
Well, it's just the general state of their economy and that the financial sector there that has to be fixed up. There's a number of banks that are undercapitalized. The American government's getting more involved in the private sector here trying to repair this issue, and that's sort of setting a precedent. They don't generally intervene as much as other countries do in the economy. So relatively speaking, I would argue that countries such as Canada, Australia, most of the Commonwealth countries are in better position here right now. So the U.S. dollar is losing ground against those currencies.
So, Darrell, what happens from here? Where do you see this dollar topping out at?
Well, of course, being asked to put on the spot to call it to a specific number is hazardous at the best of times, Ray, but I'm going to argue that we'll continue to move higher. The next level will be 87, and every level that we cross, significant level, will give more confidence to foreign buyers and investors to become involved in the market. So let's say that we have a good chance of regaining the par on the Canadian dollar as we go forward again.
That's the longer-term outlook on this.
That would be my longer-term outlook.
Darrell, for producers, we've talked about it in the past, about currency being a big issue for them to manage. Again, how do they approach this currency issue?
Very important to gross up your dollar sales of inventories if it's grain. Take the total projected dollar sales of that inventory. That will give you the number of units of Canadian currency that you have to purchase to book the current price. So it would just be like forward buying fertilizer or chemical or anything like that. And doing that ahead of time rather than waiting to the tail end of harvest. Maybe commodity prices, the grain prices are higher, but then you get clawed back by a stronger Canadian dollar. So to mitigate against that, you would gross up those sales. If it's $500,000, that's 5 units of Canadian currency, and get a book on that for fall delivery. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.